In these last days, the Bible predicts a turning away from biblical truth. In order to combat false teachings that are running rampant and a growing lack of biblical literacy, Behold Israel provides weekly public readings of Scripture to equip you with the pure Word of God, read in an international community with interaction and application. Each week, we host different guests from all walks of life. Original readings can be found on our Behold Israel community channel on YouTube or on our Facebook channel. These are audio versions created to make it convenient for your busy schedule. Now, on to our readings.
And shalom, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Pastor Mike Golay here, Director of Operations with Behold Israel. And the first 5 minutes, I'm going to just be updating you. And so if you know of anybody that's interested in young adult ministry, you can forward this to them. So if you watched our stream from Lee's Summit, Missouri, Amir gave a very clear vision for this new initiative that we are starting. Timeline is, in the next few months, we're going to be putting together a team. We are going to address the woke anti-Israel educational system with several ways. In fact, I'm going to just use my talking points here in the next few minutes so you have a clear idea what this is and what this is not. What this is a ministry to reach the souls of young adults. What this is not is a political tool, although there will be politics involved because you can't avoid them. But our interest is to reach the hearts of the young adults, to change their mind, graft them to Scripture, have them think differently, behave differently, and respond differently, and view Israel in accordance with the scriptural principles of truth, and to open their minds to what the Bible says about Bible prophecy, viewing it from the correct and clear spectacle spectrum of the glasses of Scripture. So, the battle we face right now is on three fronts: the anti-Western woke left, the anti-Semitic conspiratorial right, Islamic extremism and propaganda. It is a war raging. It is spiritual. It's not just political. So we are going to do three things. We are going to produce more compelling content. We're going to be on some of the platforms that our young people are on, like TikTok and others. We are going to be offering more immersive experiences, creating scholarships, taking away financial burdens, and allowing them to come to Israel to see the land firsthand and to be educated within the geopolitical situation and connecting it with Scripture. We are going to also be doing impactful education all around the United States and even Canada, and Lord willing, even outside the country, to go to colleges, to go to universities, to go to schools, to go to churches, and to offer teachings in this vein. There are three areas of this budget. The first is to raise money for scholarships for Israel tours. Second is to build a team of speakers and presenters. Third, to have content production and distribution. All of this costs money. This is a big initiative. And if you are interested even now to plant some seeds, I'm going to throw up the QR code up here. This is the code for supporting the Young Adult Initiative vision. Okay, I'm going to leave that up for a few seconds. Then I'm going to open up the chat because I love seeing where everybody's from. It's good to see you again, Irena, G. Miller, Sparrow 18, Vicky from South Carolina. It's always good to see you. Forever grateful. Welcome again. Judy Andrews from New Zealand. And the list goes on. Tell me where you're from. Let's create an atmosphere where we have an international crowd listening and taking action. So back to what I was saying. The Israel Experience tours, we just concluded one, and we had 45 students during the war when they were launching missiles from Iran, going to the bomb shelters at least three times per night, sometimes as many as six, and that includes daytime. I remember being at a hotel and a chunk of Iranian rocket, missile actually, fell from the sky after the Iron Dome knocked it out. And these students saw firsthand how much Israelis are hated. There were Israelis in the hotel. We had such good conversations. We sang Israeli folk songs, and we had conversations about God and about Jesus, their Messiah. So these have hands-on biblical education, geopolitical education, and life-changing spiritual encounters. The team that we're seeking to build is consisting of people that are well attuned to Bible competence, understanding, hermeneutic, and execution with communication skills. They're also content creators, curriculum writers, and recruiters for what our vision would be, to have people all over the world reading through scripture, just like we're doing here with PRS. Then, as far as content creation and production and distribution, we're going to be producing more short videos, social media campaigns, graphic design geared towards young adults by young adults, printed and digital Bible-based educational materials, strategic social media promotions to reach secular and Christian audiences. We are going to infiltrate social media platforms that have already been infiltrated with anti-Israel and anti-Semitic rhetoric, and we're going to correct that narrative. So again, if you're interested, scan the QR code. I'll take that and leave that just for one more second. Otherwise, you can see this after this stream concludes and is permanently sealed with on the community channel. Now, Mississippi, Linda. We've got Addy. Shalom. We've got Emil Nasser watching live webinar from Egypt. Emil, kif halak habibi? I'm sure you do. And so it goes on. Now, what you came for, this is PRS, where we sit back and listen to God's word and let it infiltrate our hearts and purge out the evil so that we can have a right thinking, right actions, right reactions to the situations of life. Tonight, let me put this up on the screen. Job chapter 24, we'll go through chapter 26. It's a long chapter and then two short chapters. We'll pause for prayer, and then we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 1. Gear up, folks. Here we go. This is now Job complaining of the violence on earth. And as we speak, a peace deal, or shall we say an agreement, really, has been constructed by the Israelis and our government here, which is the United States, with the so-called Palestinians. The hostages, as you know, should be released Sunday night, Monday morning, if all goes according to this plan. So let's go into Job. Since times are not hidden from the Almighty, and we pray, Lord, bless your word tonight and speak to us, why do those who know him see not his days? Some remove landmarks, they seize flocks violently and feed on them. Does this sound a little bit like today? They drive away the donkey of the fatherless. They take the widow's ox as a pledge. They push the needy off the road. All the poor of the land are forced to die. Indeed, like wild donkeys in the desert, they go out to their work searching for food. The wilderness yields food for them and for their children. They gather their fodder in the field and glean in the vineyard of the wicked. They spend the night naked without clothing and have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains and huddle around the rock for want of shelter. Some snatch the fatherless from the breast and take a pledge from the poor. They cause the poor to go naked without clothing, and they take away the sheaves from the hungry. They press out oil within their walls, and tread wine presses, yet suffer thirst. The dying groan in the city, and the souls of the wounded cry out, yet God does not charge them with wrong. There are those who rebel against the light. They do not know its ways, nor abide in its paths. The murderer rises with the light. He kills the poor and needy, and in the night he is like a thief. The eye of the adulterer waits for the twilight, saying, "No eye will see me," and he disguises his face. In the dark, they break into houses which they marked for themselves in the daytime. They do not know the light, for the morning is the same to them as the shadow of death. If someone recognizes them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. They should be swift on the face of the waters. Their portion should be cursed in the earth, so that no one would turn into the way of their vineyards, and drought and heat consume the snow waters. So the grave consumes those who have sinned. The womb shall not forget them. The womb should forget him. The worm should feed sweetly on him. He should be remembered no more, and wickedness should be broken like a tree. For he preys on the barren who do not bear, and does no good for the widow. But God draws the mighty away with his power. He rises up, but no man is sure of life. He gives them security, and they rely on it. Yet his eyes are on their ways. They are exalted for a little while. Then they are gone. They are brought low. They are taken out of the way like all others. They dry out like the heads of grain. Now, if it is not so, who will prove me a liar and make my speech worth nothing? Chapter 25. Bildad, the Shuhite, answered and said, "Dominion and fear belong to him. He makes peace in his high places. Is there any number to his armies? Upon whom does his light not rise? How then can man be righteous before God? Or how can he be pure who is born of a woman? If the moon does not shine and the stars are not pure in his sight, how much less man who is a maggot, and the son of man who is a worm?" Chapter 26. Job talks about man's frailty and God's majesty. But Job answered and said, "How have you helped him who is without power? How have you saved the arm that has no strength? How have you counseled one who has no wisdom? And how have you declared sound advice to many?" It's one thing to criticize. It's another thing to give good counsel. It's not that he's wrong. It's that he's not helping. "To whom have you uttered words? And whose spirit came from you? The dead tremble, those under the waters, and those inhabiting them. Sheol is naked before him, and destruction has no covering." By the way, the word Sheol in Hebrew means grave. "He stretches out the north over empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing. He binds up the water in his thick clouds, yet the clouds are not broken under it. He covers the face of his throne and spreads his cloud over it. He drew a circular horizon on the face of the waters, and the boundary of light and darkness. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his rebuke. He stirs up the sea with his power, and by his understanding he breaks up the storm. By his spirit he adorned the heavens. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Indeed, these are the mere edges of his ways." We'd say in English, it's just the cream on the top. How small a whisper we hear of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand?" All right, let's open up the chat. God is sovereign. Job does not desert his faith. Job is bragging about God's greatness, and it's a compelling sermon to want to follow such a great God. His buddy here, Bildad, is simply criticizing wicked people. And as believers, it's very easy to criticize others and live a life of sheer hypocrisy, not actually making a real difference, which comes to the first point of that's why we're launching this initiative. That's why we do what we do. And hopefully that's why you do what you do. And even when catastrophe occurs, you lose everything, and you question, and you spew your frustration on God, which is a healthy thing, versus something else as a coping mechanism. God hears, God engineers peace and joy even within the storm. His majesty is recognized by Job. His role model to all of us should be followed, because none of us will ever end up in the same situation that he did. So, Renate from Ottawa, Canada, blessings and peace to you too. Sparrow, his friends do not give good counsel, but criticize. Gnarly news. It's good to see you again. Job did say, Anna chapter 31, verse, I missed that one. Let me go back to that. So he secretly kissed his own hand. Maybe that's what I got. Okay, so you're reading some of the chat here, which is community channel. Yes. Praying there are no issues with the hostage release. BK, I don't want to see these families go through any more hurt. Pray that they are actually released. Did you realize that the Israelis have to release hundreds of terrorist criminals, known criminal terrorists, for this deal? I bet you knew that. But I will say, they're marked. They are marked. They will be watched. We in sin through Jesus, Kimberly, have the miracle of the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, just like Job. Yes, when all you have left is God, is he enough? Forever grateful? It is a good question. We know he is, but is he to you and to me and to everyone else watching this? Is he enough? Or do we feel like we need a coping mechanism to deal with the pain and the loss, the fear, the depression, the anxiety? Gnarly news, do you have, it looks like you have some interference. Let me bring the mic closer to me and see if that makes a difference. Is that better? We'll just leave that there and we'll close the chat. Now we're going to go over to Ephesians. We're opening up the book of Ephesians tonight. And chapter 1 has some very encouraging words for all of us. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. You following? Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, being predestined to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Predestination, foreknowledge, what are your thoughts on that? It says here, so it would seem, that God knew us before the foundation of the earth, knowing who would get saved, and destined us for Christ-likeness. How do you explain that? Open up your opinions and your thoughts on that. Be interesting to see. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him, look at these blessings, we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory, in whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So if you came to faith in Jesus, can you lose your salvation? If it was never your salvation to earn, can you also lose it? Or God gives it, we go through the process of sanctification, and he is working on us until the day we either are raptured or die, and then we become glorified. So that's a good question for you. Guarantee, okay? He's the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks to you or for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, so that the lights go on in the head and in the heart, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the work or the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above, not just above, but far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. In what age might that be? I'd like to see you write that down in the chat. And he put all things under his feet. See the power of what he accomplished on the cross? Everything is now under his submission right now, and gave them to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Chat time. Let's throw you up on the screen. Edna, Jesus says none will be lost. Oh, let me remove the thing there. None will be lost that the Father gave him. My seal embossment is visible on the top of my left thumb, Ardith. Nice. Barbara Evans, Yahweh predestined us, but we have no idea who else he predestined, and that is why we have to share the gospel with others, because we do not know who needs to hear it. So go out and tell as many as you can. That's true. Kim Canto, how great is his love? He, knowing us before we came into existence, made clear that he is not willing that any should perish. That's right. His will is that no one should perish. Human will is different. Christ completes me. Grace, yes, he completes me as well. Renate Lepenat, age to come to me is after the rapture. Yes, it is the future new heavens and earth after all of God's redemptive programs are sealed. Carol Daughtry, sealed speaks of finished transaction, seal mark of authenticity, and it cannot be revoked, Carol. Our salvation is secure. Gina Marie, that time to come is soon. It is. The Lord should come soon. And Peggy, I'm confident that he who has begun a good work in me will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, Philippians. Patty, I'm glad that you're fresh by the PRSs. Irene, hallelujah, amen, Jesus is enough for me. Deborah, God is above all things, that's how he has foreknowledge of all things. I'll let that run. I love watching your comments. Let's take some time now before we close out. Very short PRS tonight. Let's take a minute. Let's pray. Let's pray for Israel and this agreement that it will stand. Lord, and I ask each one of you just to write out your prayers in the chat. We've prayed for this, and so it would seem our prayers will be answered shortly, within 72 hours. That you would bless, Lord, the government of Israel, the United States government that forged this, all of those players that were involved, even the Egyptians. We pray that you'd bring a spirit of conviction on everyone for righteousness, that they would not be able to rest. No one would rest until the hostages are released and all of their bodies. For Hamas to be completely dismantled and evil to be wiped off the earth, we know from Ezekiel that war in 38 and 39 chapters need to happen when Israel is at peace and in the land. And the future phases after phase one to create a force of governance, law enforcement, We pray that you would do that, Lord, and that these innocent people everywhere would have a future home in Israel without the threat of terrorism. Even for the so-called Palestinians to have a better future, one that recognizes you, where the gospel can go in and infiltrate all of the avenues of their life to come to faith. Create a revival there. Allow Hamas to be disintegrated. Thank you, Lord. We uphold this agreement and ask that the hostages would be released. That's what we're praying for tonight. Hostages, 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 released. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my friends, I'm going to now close the chat, and I'm going to encourage all of you to continue praying through the next days and check out, pray also for this young adult initiative. We'll be releasing more information in the next days to weeks. We're going to put it on our web so you can read about it, and we are going to move forward with that. So with that being said, we're going to close with the Aaronic blessing, Aharonic blessing, Yivarech Adonai Vishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panave lecha v'ichunecha. Isa Adonai panave lecha ve'asem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. It's his peace that we now depart and go about our day, afternoon, or evening. Continue to listen to God's word. Continue to apply it and let it change our minds, our hearts, and our actions. Until next week, God bless and enjoy the peace that is in Jesus Christ alone when calamity hits. Shalom.